Harper Audio presents Every Wild Heart, a novel by Meg Donahue, performed by Nicole Poole and Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. The first threat didn't rattle me. It was Monday after all, and Monday was always the wildest show of the week. The phone lines jammed with callers who had been forced to put a cork in their unwieldy, increasingly combustible feelings for me all weekend long, and were now set to explode. The show's tone mellowed considerably as the week went on, but Mondays? Unpredictable, messy, raw. They were my favorite. "You're on air with Gail Gideon," I said on that particular Monday, leaning into the microphone. "Tell me everything, starting with your name." On the other end of the line, there was a woman crying, her hurried flood of speech so garbled that it sounded more like water rushing through a storm drain than words. "Deep breath, caller," I said. "I can't help you if I can't understand you." A note of annoyance escaped into my voice, but that was fine. I wasn't my listener's mommy. They didn't call me to be coddled, and if they did, they quickly realized their mistake. Through the glass partition, the engineering booth was now a beehive, disturbed. Simone, my producer, met my gaze and muttered something with bite to her assistant, Anne, who responded with a noticeable cringe. Anne was in charge of screening callers. Emotional callers made for a great show. Incoherent ones did not. Whoever this was on the line, she was Anne's mistake. Claire, my engineer, tried to pick up the slack by moving her hands over the audio board, apparently in search of a magical dial that could isolate the voice within the caller's sobs. And there it was. Claire had done it. Anne was saved. The caller's voice, still soggy.